Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 25, question 65. Since then we are made partakers of Christ and all his benefits by faith only, whence comes this faith? The Holy Ghost works faith in our hearts by the preaching of the Holy Gospel and confirms it by the use of the Holy Sacrament. Question 66. What are the sacraments? The sacraments are visible, holy signs and seals appointed of God for this end, that by the use thereof he may the more fully declare and seal to us the promise of the gospel, namely that of free grace he grants us the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life for the sake of the one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross. Question 67. Are both the word and the sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? Yes, truly, for the Holy Ghost teaches in the gospel and assures us by the holy sacraments that our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. And finally, question 68. How many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Testament? 2, holy baptism and the Holy Supper. Lord's Day 25 is one of the Lord's Days where the questions, at least question 67, contains just about as much information as the answer. When it asks, are both the word and the sacraments designed to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross as the only ground of our salvation? There's not just a lot of information in the answer. There's a lot of information in the question, because the question is directed to the point of the function of the sacraments. And it tells you that the word and the sacraments have the same main goal. What is that main goal? It's to direct our faith to the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Why should we consider the sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Why does our faith need to be directed and redirected to that sacrifice? Because it's the only ground of our salvation. And then the answer just expands on the information already contained in the question when it says yes, when it tells us that the Holy Spirit teaches in the gospel and assures us by the sacraments. What is spelled out to us clearly in the word is conveyed with the greater certainty and assurance to our hearts by the sacraments. But the message is the same. And that message is our whole salvation stands in the one sacrifice of Christ made for us on the cross. Without that, there is no salvation. But that's all that we need for salvation. And one of the proof texts used in reference to this is from Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, where Paul says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" You see the relevance of that. What is baptism supposed to do? It's supposed to direct our faith to the death of Christ on the cross and our union with him in it. Whether we're hearing the word or whether we're partaking in the sacraments or whether there's a service where we're doing both, if we're not being directed to Christ, we are missing what we really need most. We come to church and sometimes we have different ideas about what it is that we need, and to be sure, there's a variety in that. But there's one thing that doesn't change. There's one thing that remains the same Sunday by Sunday. We need Christ. That's who we're here to meet.